Are you ready to take your salon game from meh to
wow?
Well, I've got the lowdown on three crucial calculations that will totally switch up how you run your beauty business. And guess what? They're easier than mastering the perfect balayage. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about the three calculations you must know in your salon biz. So if you're a hairstylist, booth runner, salon owner, or really wherever you're at in your beauty biz, you're going to want to listen in through this entire episode because I'm dropping some real numbers, some real facts about your hair business. Now, in my last episode, I talked about how I survived a salon walkout as a salon owner, which was really insightful and really a great episode for almost anybody listening in. So if you haven't listened in, definitely go check out that one. And I wanted to start out this episode by thanking every single one of you who have listened into that episode, who left a review, who DM'd me with their own stories of salon walkouts and trauma from working in toxic salons or working with toxic people. And in that particular episode, it really drew in lots of new listeners. So if you're new here, hi, my name is Marella Minnelli, and I'm so excited that you're here to elevate your beauty biz. So let's get right into this episode titled Three Must-Know Calculations to Revolutionize Your Salon Biz. Welcome to Hairbnb, a podcast about hair, beauty, and business. Hi, I'm Marella Minnelli, and I help hairstylists just like you streamline this entrepreneur roller coaster you're on so you can start feeling like the CEO that you are. So grab a glass and be ready to simplify your hair, beauty, and business goals. So first things first, I definitely got my hustle juice here. Just kidding. It's just water. Water is always good for you. I love freaking water. I've grown to love water as I've gotten older. So embrace the water. It keeps you hydrated. So let's get right into the very number one thing, which is nail your sweet spot rent and aim for that 12%. So I bet you never thought about budgeting your salon rent. And if I'm being totally honest, when I first started out as a renter, I never thought that was something really important. I know that probably sounds silly for some of you who have been in the industry for a long time, but I just thought I pay my rent and whatever I had left over is what I had left over. The fact is most salon businesses allocate anywhere from 2 to 20% of revenue into their rent. However, if you're a booth renter, you are a one-man show running your own business. So keeping overhead as low as possible is not only important, but it's imperative. So here's the golden rule. Keep your station rent or suite rent at just 12% of your total revenue. With the rise of inflation, do not go above that 15% revenue. It's like finding the perfect temperature of your flat iron. Not too hot, not too cool. So let's go ahead and do some quick math so you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're scouting for new spots, one of the things you're going to want to do is calculate your total monthly revenue that you're making now and times that by 12%. And that's going to equal your rent cap, exactly how much your rent should be. Now I get it. If you're already renting, you're like, Marella, I'm already in a salon. I'm already paying the rent. What can I do now? Well, you simply just flip it. You're going to take that monthly rent and then divide it by that 12%. And that's going to equal your total revenue needed. So that way you can stay in budget. So for example, if your rent is about $1,200, you should be making $10,000 monthly. So why is this a game changer? Well, if you're paying more, ouch, that's totally eating into your well-deserved profits. So it's time to up your game. You're gonna wanna find more Insta clients, maybe get some policies in place so you have fewer no-shows, or even flirt with the idea of becoming a social media influencer. Now, moving on to the second must-know calculation for your beauty business is your back bar supplies and really sticking to a 10% budget. A golden rule I use in my salon is really sticking to an 8 or even 10% max budget on color and back bar supply. So if I'm going over that, I actually need to sit down and figure out exactly where I'm overusing or maybe wasting product. So here are some additional tips to help guide you through budgeting. The number one rule for this is to stay on budget with your back bar supplies. Yep, all of the essentials behind the scenes should only munch about 10% of your revenue. And if you're in the 20% club, start by budgeting at a 15% and then just work your way down. Figure out your cost per service and see if there's an opportunity for price increases. And remember, when product cost goes up, so should your prices. Now, this is how you calculate it. You're gonna take the total cost of supplies and you're gonna divide that by the total monthly revenue. And this is gonna equal your supply cost percentage. So for example, if you spent $1,000 with a revenue of $5,000, your supply cost is actually at 20%. Ouch. Aim for that 10% or lower to really boost those profit margins. margins. So here's a pro tip. You're gonna wanna be a budget ninja with your supplies. So only splurge on what you truly need. Remember, every dollar saved is a step closer to your dream profit. Now let's move on to number three. You're gonna wanna target a 50% profit. Why? Because you're worth it. It's time to raise the bar. Now, what I'm about to share with you might come as a surprise to many of you, but the average booth renter or suite owner profits around 25 to 35%. You should really aim for at least 50%. You're not average, you're exceptional. So here's the real deal. It's not just about what you earn, it's about the sneaky expenses in between. So you wanna stay vigilant and keep those costs in check. Now I get it. It's hard shifting your business with old habits you're trying to break. So remember, baby steps to big gains. Review your numbers on a regular basis. The more you know about your percentages, the more control you have over your business's financial health. The bottom line, make numbers your BFF. My best tip is to stay techie. Using budgeting apps or software to keep track will make your life so much easier. Having budgeting apps can make numbers as fun as scrolling through TikTok. Not to mention, you need to be socially smart. So use your social media skills to not only attract clients, but also learn new budgeting tricks and tips from other savvy hairstylists. You can even start listening to some business savvy podcasts like Hairbnb. Knowledge is power, so educate yourself. The more you understand about your business finances, the more empowered you're gonna feel about making smart decisions in your business. Your salon is more than just a place to create stunning hair transformations. It's your business empire in the making. With these simple yet powerful calculations, you're not only just cutting hair, you're cutting unnecessary costs and boosting your profits. So go ahead, run those numbers, make those changes, and watch your salon business flourish. You're not just a stylist, you're a savvy business owner shaping your future. So remember, it's not just about the style you create on the outside, it's about the smart decisions you make on the inside. You've got this. Thank you so much for joining me on Hairbnb. And if you like content like this, but sent right to your inbox, make sure you sign up for the Hairbnb newsletter. It's completely free. If you found value in the show, I'd appreciate a ratings on iTunes or Spotify, or simply tell a friend about the show to listen in. To learn all the ways to work with me, including my online courses and Hairbnb hands-on education tour, visit my website at marillamanelli.com. Plus, you'll never miss an episode. Now, for those of you on a budget or you're just not ready to invest in education, I have 400 free educational videos on my YouTube channel. So all the links on where to find me can be found down below in the description of this episode. So I will see you in the next one, and be ready to simplify your hair, beauty, and business goals on Hairbnb. Cheers.